This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is Hallelujah. I believe it's already done. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe that it's already done. Hebrews 11, verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And verse 2 says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Amen. Hallelujah. In order to receive anything from God, we must first believe. Amen. So you just need to go ahead and shout on today, I believe. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe. And I'm standing in touching and agreeing with you on today, Pastor Anthony and I and the New Creation Church family are standing, touching and agreeing with you on today that it's already done. Amen. Whatever God has promised you, whatever you're believing God for, whatever you have prayed and asked the Lord for, we are believing with you that it's already done. Amen. Because nothing is impossible for God. With man, some things are impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. Yes. If you just believe, and you have to be like the psalmist on tonight, you have to be like James Fortune on tonight and say, I believe that it will get better. I believe that I'm healed in my body. I believe that my marriage is going to be successful. I believe that my marriage is already successful. I believe that my children are blessed. I believe that my children are coming out of anything that they have gotten themselves into. I believe that God is able. I believe that God will not fail me. I believe God. I believe his word. And if that's your confession on tonight, then God is going to meet you, because the Bible tells us in Hebrews 11, 1 and 2 that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And the Bible says, by it, the elders, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Amen. Hallelujah. So you have to believe. You have to believe no matter what it looks like. You have to believe what God has said. Because guess what? Your circumstances are not always going to line up with what you are believing God for, as far as what you can see. Amen. But if you continue to believe, they will line up. That word, God says in his word, if you believe and do not doubt, you shall have what you say. Amen. So we're believing God for answered prayers. Also, the Bible tells us that if we come to praying, if we come to God praying anything, asking him anything according to his will, we can believe that he hears us and he will give us those things for which we have prayed. So we have to believe. You know, take a great amount of faith to believe God. Amen. But I am asking you, and we're asking you as we go before the Lord in prayer, to have your faith amped up, to get your faith up to a point where you've never had it before. We're asking you to believe God like you've never believed before and watch God move even as we go before him and pray. Amen. So we're going to begin to pray. Amen. We're going to go before the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We ask that you ready your hearts to go into the presence of God, to go before the throne of God. Amen. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. God, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. Oh God, you are worthy to be praised. Lord, we believe, hallelujah, we believe that your word will not come back to you void. God, we believe, oh God, that you sent your word to prosper us, oh God. We believe, oh God, that there is no good thing that you will withhold from those who love you and the called according to your purpose. Oh Lord, we are coming worshiping you. We are coming praising you. We magnify your name on today, God. We release our praise today, God. Hallelujah. We release our praise to you on today, God. Hallelujah. You are worthy. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. You are awesome, oh God. You are the first and the last. Oh God, you are the beginning and the end. You are the Alpha and the Omega, oh God. Hallelujah. And we believe and trust in you, oh God. Lord, we come, Father God, hallelujah, seeking after you as a deer panteth after the waters, oh God. Yes. So our souls are longing after you, oh God. Lord, we are hungry for you, oh God. We are thirsty for you, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we need another touch from you. We ask, oh God, hallelujah, that you will lay your hands on us, oh God. Father God, lay your hands on us. Touch us afresh and anew. Fill us up with your power. Let us, Father God, hallelujah, experience your presence on tonight, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord. You said in your word that you would never leave us, that you would never forsake us, but you are always with us, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you that you are always with us, oh God. Hallelujah. We just praise you on today, oh God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. We thank you that you are our healer, Jehovah Rophe, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are our banner of faith, oh God, our banner of victory, Jehovah Nishi, oh God. We thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, oh God. We thank you that you are everywhere and everything, oh God, that you are all-knowing and all-powerful, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you are our Father, yes, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are sovereign and provident, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that everything is subject to you, oh God, subject to your power, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you today. We bless your name. We worship you on today. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy. Hallelujah. You are worthy, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, you are worthy. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. We, Father God, we just adore you on today, God. Hallelujah. We lavish our praise on you, God. We lavish our affection on you, God. Lord, we come to you, Father God. Hallelujah. To worship you on tonight, God. Hallelujah. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy. Hallelujah. Lord, we just say, have your way, oh God. Even as we go forth in prayer, we say, have your way. Let your will be done on earth as you have already established in heaven, O Lord. And even, Father God, hallelujah, even as the prayer requests come in, O God, we ask, Father God, in advance that you will send your angels, dispense your ministering angels, O God, to go forth and do your will on earth as you have already established in heaven. God, we thank you that there is no good thing that you will withhold from those who love you. And we thank you, Lord, that all things work together for the called, for those who love you and the called according to your purpose. Yes. We thank you, O God, that as we seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, that everything else will be added unto us, O God. Lord, we praise you. We praise you for our children. Lord, bless our children on tonight. Bless our grandchildren on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the hands of Satan, even off of our children, God. Everybody who has a child, just go ahead and call on the name of your child. We pray for our children. We pray for our children, Kayla, Marcus, Justin, Hakita. We pray for our grandchildren, Niella, Sudani, Joshua, hallelujah, and Nairobi, oh God. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, for our seed. You said that not only are we blessed, oh God, but you said that our seed is blessed. So, Lord, we thank you, and we stand on that word, God. We bind up the hands of Satan off of our children, every person who's under the sound of our voice, oh God, of my voice, oh God. I bind up Satan off of the lives of your children, your adult children, your minor children, hallelujah. I bind up Satan right now off of the lives of your grandchildren. I declare victory in their lives on today in the name of Jesus. I declare that they shall not be touched by the molester or the rapist. Jesus. I declare that they shall not see drugs or alcohol. I declare that they shall not see premature death or pregnancy. I declare, oh God, hallelujah, that our children, hallelujah, are blessed in the city and blessed in the field. I declare that our generations from the first, the second, the third, the fourth, even to the thousand generation, that our seed is blessed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we declare that no weapon formed against our seed can prosper in the name of Jesus. We thank you that no disease, we declare healing over the lives of our children in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for healing our children. Thank you for keeping them safe. Thank you for keeping them, hallelujah, protected, oh God. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for saving them, oh God, snatching them from the pits of hell. We declare that our children are saved, filled with the Holy Ghost,
Jesus,
walking in holiness, filled with power, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, have your way.
Have
your way, God. Have your way in the lives of our children, God. Protect our kids, God. Keep them on the right path, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Keep our children on the right path, God. Keep their feet from harm. Keep them from running into temptation, God. Sanctify their friends, Lord. Let them have the right friends. Let them have friends who love you, oh God. And even those, Father God, who don't love you, let our children, oh God, and our grandchildren be a greater influence on their friends, on their schoolmates, on the people who work with them, on the people who live in their neighborhoods, the people who live that they play with, oh God. Let our children, hallelujah, be a great impact on those who don't know you. Let our children and our grandchildren be light of the world and salt of the earth, oh God. Let them be leaders, Father God, and not followers, oh God. Let them, hallelujah, set the path, oh God, that others will look on their lives and want to know about Jesus and want to know how they too can be saved. Let them go forth and evangelize in their schools, in their colleges, on their jobs, oh God, in the name of Jesus, even as they go out on social events, oh God, let our children, oh God, be the torchbearers, oh God, to go forth and carry this gospel, oh God. Let them have their feet shod with the readiness to preach, oh God, the readiness to testify, oh God. You said we win over the evil one by the Lamb, by the blood of the Lamb, and by our testimony, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you that we have victory over Satan, oh God.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, great is the peace. You said in your word that great is the peace of our children. So, Lord, we pray for our children. I pray for our children, every child that's represented on this prayer line. We pray for our children, none of them shall lay AK mama. In the name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah, protect our children, hallelujah, our children, and Sister Carmen's children, and Sister Maria's children, and Sister Daniela's children, and Brother Mel's children, and everybody who's assembled on tonight. We pray for our children and all of the children of New Creation Christian Ministries, oh God. We pray for all of the youth, all of the adolescents, the teens, teenagers, those, oh God, who are in puberty, oh God, hallelujah, the toddlers and even the babies, oh God, we pray for every child. We plead the blood of Jesus over every child. We bind up autism and ADD in the name of Jesus, ADHD, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we regulate the mind of our young people, oh God. And those in college, and those in high school, oh God, we thank you that they will excel in their studies, oh God. That none of them will drop out. They will all graduate, oh God. In the name of Jesus, those in the workplace, that they will be promoted, oh God. Hallelujah. And those looking for jobs, that they will find employment, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on tonight, God. Have your way, oh Lord. Have your way, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you. And even as I began to pass the torch to my husband, oh God, even as we continue this prayer, oh God, we pray for New Creation Christian Ministries, oh God, the church. We pray for New Creation Church, oh God, the Kingdom Church, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for 87 First Street, the local assembly, oh God. Bless every family in that ministry, oh God. Bless the Callow family, the Singletary family, the McRae family, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Simmons family, oh God. Hallelujah. The Thomas family, oh God. The Edmund family, oh God. The Leek family, oh God. Bless the Tucker family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bless every family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have your way. Bless the Wilson family, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are able, oh God. You can do all things but sell. Bless, oh God. Hallelujah. The Page family and the Finney family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way, oh God. Name by name and row by row, seat by seat and pew by pew, oh God. Lord, from the front to the back, oh God. In there now. Hallelujah. Bless every member, oh God, of New Creation Christian Ministries, oh God. You know, Father God, who those who are on the roads, every member, oh God, how those who have been coming and those who have been absent, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus over every member, oh God. We plead the blood over every member, over their households, over their finances, over their children, over their jobs, over their marriages, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, over their walk with you, oh God. We ask that you fill them, oh God, over everything pertaining to them, God. Fill them with your Holy Ghost, oh God. Fill them with your power. Heal them, oh God. So we come against depression. We come against high blood pressure, any sicknesses, oh God. We come against body aches, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we declare total healing. Sicknesses has to flee, oh God. We bind up the spirit of sickness. We come against satanic and demonic attacks. We come against the spirit of witchcraft, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we declare total healing and total salvation, oh God, over every family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray even now, hallelujah, for Sister Tina and her sister, oh God, Bernice, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray for her, Father God, for healing in her body, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, that she is whole and she is loosed, oh God, from everything that tries to keep her back and hinder her. In the name of Jesus, we declare total victory in her life.
Jesus.
We declare total victory in Bernice's life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, free up her finances, oh God. Give her the money that she needs. Lord, heal her body, God. We thank you for miraculous healing on tonight, body, mind, and soul. You said in your word that we shall prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. So I speak total healing over her life by the power invested in me, by the blood of Jesus Christ, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I speak total healing over Bernice's life. I speak total prosperity over her life in the name of Jesus. And even as the prayer request came from Brother Amel and Sister Daniela, oh God, we pray for them right now, God. We pray for their marriage. We pray for their children. We pray for their household.
Yes.
We pray for their prosperity. Lord, we thank you for releasing prosperity into their lives. We thank you, Lord, for, Father God, for a new place, a new home, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for opening doors that no man can close. Lord, direct their steps. You said in your word that the steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman are ordered by you, oh God. So I thank you, Lord, for opening up the doors, oh God, directing their steps to the place where you will have them to live. Lord, we know that this is an answer to prayer. They don't like where they're living and they want to move, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for opening the door for them to move, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for a better place. We thank you, Lord, for a beautiful place. We thank you, Lord, for Father God, the finances. finances, oh God, for them to afford what they want, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that it's already done for the down payment, for the month and a half security, for the rent, oh God, for the lease amount, oh God. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for the monies that they need in order to go forth, Father God, into this new place of dwelling, oh God. We thank you that it's already done, even as they go forth, Lord our God, that you will show them the way. So, Lord, I thank you for this couple. I thank you for this godly couple. Give them a peace that surpasses all understanding. Help them, oh God, to believe even against hope, oh God. Help them, oh God, to keep their eyes stayed on you, God. In the name of Jesus, you do it, God. You do it. Do it, God. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Have your way. In Jesus' name, I pray a special prayer for Niella. Oh, God, my granddaughter. I thank you, Lord, for giving her peace. I thank you, Lord, for healing. I thank you for total restoration, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I bind up the hands of Satan off of her. And Father God, off of her household, her mother, her sisters, her brother, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, I speak peace to their home. I speak peace, oh God, to every situation. I speak peace. I bind up every spirit of confusion, any spirit that's trying to come against them, oh God. I thank you, Lord, that my seed is blessed and my seed is blessed. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you even as we continue in this prayer. Bless every person under the sound of my voice. And, Lord, have your way. Even as we continue in prayer, touch them afresh and anew with the power of your Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you tonight. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see.
Yes.
All that I need, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All that I needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Hallelujah. I decree and declare that over everybody's life tonight. God is faithful. Now unto him who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask, imagine. God is not just able, he is willing. I believe that as we pray tonight and continue in the spirit of humility, that God will answer our prayers. Hallelujah. Delay does not mean denial. Oh, I felt that in the Holy Ghost. Delay does not mean denial. Keep believing God. Keep trusting God. Keep, hallelujah, keep allowing God to speak to your heart and your mind and turn your situation around. What the devil meant for evil, we are believing that God has already turned it around and made it for your good. Hallelujah. As we continue to pray, we're going to take calls and prayer requests very briefly and very soon in the name of Jesus. But as we pray, hallelujah, I feel a release in the spirit right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray because your word says men ought always to pray. Father God, help us not to be weary in well-doing. For your word says we'll reap a harvest if we faint not. You ordered us to pray. You have ordained us to pray. You have commanded us to pray. So, Lord, we right now, for this 1 hour, we come on these Tuesday night because your word says if any two shall touch and agree, they shall have what they ask. And Father God, your word says, as we come into agreement, the power of the Holy Spirit will move, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. So Lord, right now, as intercessors, as prayer warriors, as those coming humbly as we can before the throne of grace, your word says, come boldly to the throne of grace, ready to receive mercy in your time of need. And right now, somebody's in the need, Lord. Somebody has a financial need. Somebody need you to come and make their marriage right. Somebody in the name of Jesus need healing in their body on tonight. Somebody need their household, Lord, to come in order in the name of Jesus. Someone needs gainful employment. They need, Father God, an opportunity to make money and to provide for their family and to meet their needs in the name of Jesus. Somebody, Lord, is looking this way for peace in their minds in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray because sometimes we need help to forgive those who have come against us. We need help to walk in love as your word commanded us to walk in love and to forgive one another that we might be healed in the name of Jesus. Your Bible says, confess your thoughts one to another and pray for one another that you might be healed. So, Lord, we are looking for healing tonight. We are looking for deliverance tonight. We are looking for you to make a way out of no way in the name of Jesus. So eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what you would do for those who love you. So stir up our love for you tonight. Stir up the gift of God on the inside of every believer tonight in the name of Jesus. Anoint us afresh and anew. Glory be to God. Oh, we need a fresh anointing. We need new oil poured on us tonight in the spirit realm in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, bring marriages closer together. Bring families, Lord. Unite families once again. Put a bond between mother and daughter and father and son. Father God, parents and children, in the name of Jesus. We pray right now for the family. We want you to have mercy on the family tonight, in the name of Jesus. So many families are dysfunctional, and so many families, Lord, are in the spirit of confusion. And right now, we pray for families tonight. We pray, Lord, that you would bring families to love on each other, that you would, in the name of Jesus, break down every stronghold, break down every wall of division between the family members, in the name of Jesus. Allow husbands and wives to stop arguing in the name of Jesus and come into a spirit of agreement. Glory be to God. We speak peace over every marriage and tonight. We pray for every single parent, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you'll continue to provide for them and their children. You'll continue to put money in their hand that they can keep food on the table, a roof over their head, keep shoes on their kids' feet and clothes on their kids' back in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for allowing us to have gas money and lunch money in the name of Jesus. Oh, the power of the Holy Ghost is in this prayer room tonight. Oh, Lord, we believe you by faith right now. Somebody's faith is trying to get weak on tonight. But Paul says, when I am weak, then I am strong. Glory be to God. Oh, if you're feeling weak tonight, call on the name of the Lord. If you're feeling downcast on tonight, call on the name of the Lord. If depression and oppression is trying to visit your life tonight, call on the name of the Lord, because that name has been given above every name, that every knee shall bow and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Come on, people of God. We just celebrated Easter Sunday. We just celebrated the risen Savior. Oh, he lives. And because he lives, we can face tomorrow in the name of Jesus. Lord, hallelujah. Your word says not to worry. Oh, glory be to God. Lord, hallelujah. We pray for peace right now. Help us not to worry about our problems. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to look at our trouble and know that you are able to solve every problem in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now, we cast our cares upon you because you care for us. In the name of Jesus, your word warned us of the devil who comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. He's trying to steal our blessing. He's trying to steal somebody praise on tonight. He's trying to steal somebody joy on tonight. But we're going to render him powerless tonight. In the name of Jesus, we're putting the devil under our feet through the power of prayer tonight. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we're pleading the blood of Jesus over our children. We're pleading the blood of Jesus over our marriages. We're pleading the blood of Jesus over our homes tonight, over our jobs and our careers, in the name of Jesus. Lord, make a way out of no way. Continue to keep the college tuition paid. Continue to meet every need, Lord, in the name of Jesus. debt cancellation is a possibility for the believer. All things are possible with God. Glory be to God. We believe that you can cancel every debt, that you can remove every bill, that you can rid every sickness that's trying to hold our bodies in bondage in the name of Jesus. Sickness, I speak to you right now, and I say be removed off of the people of God. We cast out every kind and every manner of disease because the word of God says he was wounded for our transgressions. I feel the Holy Ghost. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace have been laid upon him. And the word of God says, by the stripes of Jesus, we have been healed. Yes. Receive it by faith tonight. You are already healed. I plead the blood over every situation. I decree and declare the word of God that says we are above and not beneath. Yes. That says we are ahead and not the tail. That says in the name of Jesus, we are the first and not the last. Yes. Your word says we shall become the lender and stop being the borrower yes. tonight. Your word says, glory be to God, riches shall be in our house.
Yes,
your word says abundance is for the believer.
Yes.
Your word says that you became poor that we might be made rich
yes.
in the name of Jesus. Yes. Your word says, God, no good thing will you withhold from those who love you, those who call on you. And right now we are calling out to the God that we serve collectively
yes,
on this prayer line. We are calling out Jesus, and we are saying, have mercy on your children tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, this world, in the name of Jesus, needs prayer. But your word says, if my people who are called by my name, if they will pray, if they would humble themselves, if they would seek my face,
yes.
I will heal their marriages. I will heal their neighborhoods. I will heal their school system. I will heal their federal government. I will heal the local officials and the local government. I will do things that no man can do.
Yes.
I will open doors that no man can open, and I will shut doors that no man can shut. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you right now for rebuking the hand of the enemy. We thank you right now, and we're calling on you because your word says to hold our peace and let you fight our battle. So, Lord, every enemy, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Help us to walk in love tonight.
Yes.
Help us to walk in the spirit tonight. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Help us to believe your word tonight.
Yes.
Help us, Lord. Help our unbelief, as the father of the demonic boy said. In the name of Jesus, we are praying tonight because Hezekiah prayed and you told him to get his house in order and death could not come to him because he prayed. Hannah prayed who had a barren womb and she could not have a child and she prayed and you gave her a baby in the name of Jesus. Elijah prayed and fire fell from heaven and you delivered the people of God. And that's why we are praying tonight because we are believe in your word that you're going to set every person under the sound of my voice, that you're going to give them liberty tonight,
yes.
that you're going to give them the joy of the Lord tonight, that you're going to deliver them from every stronghold in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we cast down every wicked imagination. We cast down every thought that's not of you. And right now, we bind up every spirit of addiction, every spirit of addiction. I'm sensing that in my spirit, that addiction is trying to hold God's children, that bad habits are trying to hold the children of God, that the past is trying to remind us in the name of Jesus on how horrific our past was. But the devil is a liar. We're looking to the author and the finisher of our faith. We're looking to the hills which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Roshaba akebo okata. Rekele ebo oshaba. Rekalaba okate ekolobo oka. Oh, I hear the Holy Ghost speaking that he has you covered. God has you in the center of his will tonight. Jesus is seated right now at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for you, interceding for me, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, as we open up the prayer line,
hallelujah.
Caller, I see that hand.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Get ready to call in. Anyone standing in the need of prayer,
yes, God.
We just simply want to touch and agree with you. and believe the word of God together. The scriptures have been given for you and I to set us free. The Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God shall remain. Area code 908. Area code 908. Is that a prayer request?
Yes.
Oh, God bless you. Amen. God bless you. May I ask who we're speaking to?
My name is Sister Veronica.
God bless you, Sister Veronica. Amen. We are listening and we are ready to touch and agree with you in prayer. What's on your heart tonight?
I just need prayer for four people. Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely. Give us 1 minute because we want to note it. Amen. And we want to pray accurately and we want to pray specifically in the name of Jesus. Yes, we are listening.
I need prayer for Mary Edie for her surgery on Thursday, God's willing.
Mary Edie?
Yes, for surgery.
Okay.
And then for Jemima and Sanchez, Blaze, and her baby.
Okay, was that Jemima?
Uh-huh. And
Jemima.
And Sanchez.
And Sanchez?
Uh-huh, Blaze.
Blake, B-L-A-K-E?
B-L-A-I-S-E, Blaze.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And her baby.
She
didn't have
uh-huh.
a baby yet, but she said it.
Okay.
Just continue blessing them, their marriage.
Okay, so that was Mary Edie, who's having surgery,
yes,
and Jemima and Sanchez Blaze and their baby.
Yes.
That the Lord will continue blessing them?
Yes.
Amen, Veronica. God bless you. We will definitely lift them up. But God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your name. Lord, we worship you. We just magnify your name on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for Veronica calling in on tonight. Father God, with prayer requests, standing in the gap, oh God, for her friends and these people that, Father God, that she knows that are going through, Father God, times, Father God, when they are standing in the need of prayer. And Lord, right now, Father God, we lift up first and foremost, Father God, we lift up Sister Veronica, oh God, and we thank you for her heart to come, oh God, to stand and Father God, to bring Father God, Mary and Mary Edie and, Jemima and Sanchez and their baby, Father God, to your altar, oh God. So, Lord, we just ask that you bless her, Father God, that you continue, Father God, to walk with her and talk with her, God. We ask, Father God, that you give her, Father God, the delight, the desires of her heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, we bind up anything that Satan might be trying to use against her, oh God. And, Lord, we declare right now victory over her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, that she, Father God, thought it not robbery to come to your throne of grace on tonight, oh God. And Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you continue to bless, oh God, even these that she has brought to your altar on tonight, God. Bless Mary Edie, oh God, even as she prepares for surgery, God. We declare divine healing over her life right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for the doctors, the anesthesiologists, the nurses, the operating room attendants, oh God. We pray for every person, oh God, that will take part in this procedure that is coming up, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for total success, oh God. Whatever it is, Father God, that they're going in, Father God, to do, oh God. We thank you, Lord, in advance, oh God, that it is already done. We thank you, Lord, that by the stripes of Christ, Mary is healed, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you already stepped into the middle of the operating room and that you have angels encamped about. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the good report that's going to come forth even after this surgery, God. Lord, you do it. Only you can do it. With man, some things are impossible.
Jesus.
But God, not with you. With you, all things are possible. So we thank you, Lord. Lord. Hallelujah. For what you're about to do. We thank you for the testimony that is about to come forth, oh God. The Lord, we lift up Jemima, oh God. Jemima, oh God. We lift up Jemima, oh God. And we lift up Sanchez to you on tonight, God. Lord, bless that couple, oh God. Lord, you know, oh God, what they're standing in the need of. And we ask that you will go to their household on tonight and begin to touch them, begin to bless them and their baby as well, God. Bless this little infant, oh God, that has been born into their lives. You said, Lord, that children are a blessing from above. So, Lord, we just thank you for blessing them, oh God, with this precious little bundle of joy, oh God. And, Lord, whatever they need, we ask that you release it from heaven on tonight. We thank you for a supernatural divine release on tonight, that all of their needs will be met, that everything that they are Father God, expecting will, Father God, will manifest. Lord, I pray for a closer walk with you, that this couple, even as they get closer, Father God, to each other, oh God, that they will come closer to you, oh God. I pray, Father God, hallelujah, for divine blessings, oh God, hallelujah, to touch and, Father God, be manifested in their household, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, and we praise you for what you're doing with this family, God. Let them raise up their baby in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Let them, Father God, walk, continue to walk circumspectly before you. Let them continue, Father God, to seek your face for wisdom on how to raise this child that you have blessed them with.
Yes.
And Lord, continue to bless them financially. Bless them spiritually,
Jesus.
God. Bless them, hallelujah, in their area of their health, oh God. And Father God, we just thank you that it's already done. Lord, even Mary, Father God, you're showing me Mary Edie on tonight. Even before she goes to surgery, God, we ask for a miracle, huh? Lord, we ask for a divine, supernatural miracle, oh God, even in the name of Jesus. Lord, even as she goes, Father God, to the operating room, Father God, astound the doctors, oh God. Father God, do a miraculous work in her body right now, God, right now. We believe that you could do a miraculous work right now, God. So we're believing, Lord, for miracles. We thank you in advance, oh God, for what you are about to do. Lord, let your will be done. Let your will be done. However you decide to heal, oh God, we'll be okay with us, oh God, because we know you'll get the glory anyhow. So, God, let your will be done, and we thank you in advance, Father God, for answering these prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Veronica, I pray that you receive that prayer, and we'll continue to lift up the people that you brought before the God's altar tonight. We strongly believe in the power of prayer. God can do anything but fail, and we believe that he heard our prayers tonight, and he heard your heart on tonight. Amen. Continue to listen as we'll continue to pray. Amen. To God be the glory. We thank God for you.
God bless you.
We have another caller. God bless you, Veronica, and keep listening. And God is going to, amen, bless you. He is going to bless you. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Area code 404. You're on the air. Area code 404.
Yes, hi. Good evening, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Maria Cotto, calling from Georgia. How are you guys doing today?
God bless you, Sister Maria. We're doing well. We're doing well. Good to hear from you. What's on your heart tonight?
Well, I have two things. First, I do want to pray for my cousin's son that's in the middle of that North Korea mess that's going on over there, and she's really stressed out about it, and I'm asking her to pray that everything's going to be okay, that there won't be no war. So I really would like for you to pray for her and her son, that everything goes well, nothing happens to him. And my second thing is that I was looking for a little feedback.
Maria, what is his name?
His name is Sid, and his mother's name is Seda. She's like having like a nervous breakdown just thinking about him over there, you know?
Okay, the mother name is Seda, and what's his name?
Sid, S-I-D, Sid.
Okay, amen. And what's the other prayer request?
Well, it's not a prayer request, but I just wanted to bring something that happened to me yesterday and for Easter. In Easter, I went to church, and during service, I was standing up praising and all of that. And all of a sudden, I felt like somebody was sitting in my spot. I just felt them, like, just sitting there. And I looked back, and I looked at my brother, and I said, well, I know somebody was sitting there. And I was talking to, you know, some people about it, and they're telling me that, you know, it could be the Holy Spirit. So, I mean, I want some feedback. I don't want to feel like I'm going crazy or anything like that, because nothing like that has happened to me. And I just felt like somebody was just sitting on my seat. That's how I felt, you know. So I was talking to my cousin, Sister Carmen, and she told me, well, bring it up, you know, at the prayer line, you know. And another thing that happened was that yesterday, I mean, everything was quiet. All of a sudden, my I always keep my radio on the Christian, you know, station, and all of a sudden my radio turned on, and I mean, it just turned on, and I don't have a timer or anything on there. And the song that was on there was, you know, singing about Jesus and how much I love him and all that. And I'm like, you know, is this like a message, you know? And I just feel that, you know, God is here with me, you know, the Holy Spirit is here. And maybe that's the experience, how I experience the Holy Spirit with me. So, I don't know, I don't think I'm going crazy.
No. No, you're not going crazy. You said you were in church and someone was sitting on your...
No, I was in church. I was praising and everything, you know, singing and all that. And then I saw somebody, like, just sat on my seat. So I turned around. But of course, there was nobody there,
uh-huh.
You know. But I felt like somebody was just kind of, like, pushed me a little bit and sat on my seat. But it was nobody. It was just me and my brother, you know, next to each other. So... I mean, he didn't push me. He didn't sit on my seat. Somebody
right.
sat there. Like, they just, I almost felt like they had, like, their arms open up. Like, you know, when you sit down, like, they were going to grab me, you know, like that.
Right. There is definitely a spiritual world out there. There's a supernatural world that we can't see. There's the unseen world. And there are demons and angels that occupy the unseen world. So when we have manifestation of the supernatural, it can come from either side. It can be God, it can be angels being manifested, or it can be demons being manifested. The Holy Spirit indwells within us and also upon us. As we know in the book of Ezekiel, when the Lord instructed Ezekiel to do something and he did not move quickly enough, the Bible tells us that the Spirit picked him up and carried him. And then we also see manifestation of the pre-incarnate Christ walking through the fire with the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And also you remember the angels that came in the personhood. This is that the angels came and the Lord also with them to visit Abraham, even as they remembered, they began to give Abraham news that Sarah would indeed give birth and that they were going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. So, yes, the spiritual world is very real. And God, we're going to pray for God to increase your discernment so that you will know indeed when it is God and when it is not and how to pray in those areas. So we want to pray with you and for you and also to pray for your cousin Sarah and her son Sid.
Okay.
Your cousin Seda and her son Sid. But does that make sense to you?
It does. It does. One thing is that, you know, well, if this evil, you know, could evil just get in? I mean, because I feel so blessed that I feel like, you know, if this evil, why is it even here? You know what I mean? Why is it even here?
Why is it what?
Why is it even here? Like, why is it? Why would
evil come? If you know you're feeling so blessed, evil always comes in opposition to what God is doing. So I'm not saying, we're not saying it's evil. What we're saying is the Bible tells us to be alert and sober because the devil is prowling around. Demons are always around. They're always around, even when we're feeling blessed. But the fact that you're feeling blessed, why you're feeling blessed, Maria, is because you are built up in your inner man. You know, so because you're built up in your inner man and you're allowing the Spirit of God to fill you, evil cannot come in and abide on the inside of you. So he can't bring any stress to you or any strife to you. The devil can't, or his demons can't bring any stress or strife to you. When evil manifests, because you are a woman of God, I believe you will be able to discern it. So I don't believe that this was evil in the church, nor was it evil in turning on in your bedroom, because you would feel a sense of dread, and you would feel something icky, you know, when it's something evil. You would feel even some fear sometimes when you have that. Yeah, but if it brought peace, you know, then the Spirit, yes.
It did brought peace, and I didn't feel any fear, but I prayed and I gave thanks to God. You know, I didn't feel fear, but I really appreciate that you kind of broke that down to me, because, you know, I was like, God, you know, am I going crazy? Or if I tell someone else, they won't even believe it.
Yes, I definitely believe, because when I got saved, the Spirit picked me up and took me to the altar, because I refused to go to the altar. So I do believe that the Spirit, especially in the Spirit-filled church, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, he will manifest himself in many different ways. So I believe, like you said, that God was trying to show you his presence, because, you know, he said, I'm always with you. You know, so he was showing you even a more poignant way. He was showing you in a more definite way
that
his presence.
Thank you very much, and God bless Pastor Anthony. Thank you for listening to me, and please say a prayer for my cousin Seda and her son that's over there in North Korea, and, you know, they're threatening war, and she's really
Amen. God bless you, Maria, and just continue doing what you're doing. The Lord loves you, and I just sense that God is going to, Jesus said, I will manifest myself to those who love me. He said, if you love me, you will obey my commandments, he says, and I will manifest myself to you. You know, and like you said, on Sunday was Resurrection Sunday. God has just given me this too to tell you. Sunday was Resurrection Sunday. This was the day that we celebrated even Jesus getting up from the grave. And the thing about it is that we have to realize, even as we read the book of Acts, when you turn the first chapter of the book of Acts, it says that Jesus visited the disciples for 40 days, teaching them about the kingdom of God. And then they had 10 more days until Pentecost. So what we have to realize is that he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And now these days, you know, Jesus, we know, is ascended in the right hand of the Father. So he's not coming down to earth, but he sends his Spirit, the Holy Spirit. He said, I'll send you another comforter. So that could very well have been a visitation from the Lord. I'm almost confident that God was letting you experience a special visitation from him.
Hallelujah, Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, yes, hallelujah. You see, we try to wrap our minds around stuff, and I feel God right now, We try to wrap our minds around stuff, but God is real. He's real, and the Holy Spirit is real. Holy Ghost is real. He's not, you know, and the God is, oh, my God, he's an awesome God. So I just believe that God loves you so much, and he's pleased with you. He said he would manifest himself to those that love him, and you're one that loves him. So God bless you, sister.
Thank you, Pastor Rebecca. God bless you, and God bless Pastor Anthony, and God bless everyone.
Amen. Yes, God bless. We love you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony's going to pray. We're going to pray for say that and say it. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We thank you and we praise you because you are God. Even from the testimony, the witness of our sister, oh God, who has had, Father God, divine manifestation of your spirit, even in her own personal life, God. We ask, Father God, that you would come and visit with us and that you would manifest yourself to us. And Lord, here we have a witness and a testimony of such manifestation. God, we just thank you, Father God, for divine visitation. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being ever present with us. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your mercy and your grace, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the way that you love us, oh God. Hallelujah. We love you on tonight. Thank you for my sister Maria. Thank you for her heart towards you. Thank you for her testimony. Thank you for her witness, oh God. Continue,
yes.
Father God, to walk with her and talk with her and
yes.
manifest yourself to her. And even, Father God, even now, we bind up any contrary spirits, oh God, that might try to come, Father God, even that spirit of retaliation, oh God, even that spirit where the devil might try to get mad, oh God, and retaliate because of her experience with you. We bind it up and cut it off right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare, Father God, that she shall, Father God, continue to walk with you, God. Hallelujah. And there, Father God, will be no hindrance, oh God, to her, Father God, relationship with you. And we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in her life. And Lord, we lift up her cousin to you on today, Seder, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for a peace that surpasses all understanding. Go to Seder's home on tonight, God. Father God, let her, Father God, have, Father God, divine visitation, Father God. Let the ministering angels, oh God, go to her house and begin to minister peace to her on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let her not worry about her son, oh God. Hallelujah. Give her sleep at night, Father God, and comfort in the midnight hour, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, we pray, oh God, hallelujah, for North Korea and, Father God, for sin over there, oh God, serving, Father God, his country, oh God. Lord, we ask for a hedge of protection. We cut off the hands of the devil, oh God. We declare that nothing shall come near him, oh God. We declare to put a steel wall of safety around him, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for protecting him from all harm and danger, oh God. Keep him safe, oh God, even in the middle of what's going on over there in North Korea, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, and for every American soldier that has been dispatched, Father God, even as there are rumors of North Korea building up the old, Father God, nuclear war plants, oh God. We, Father God, bind up the hands of Satan, God. We bind up the spirit of war, oh God, and we lose peace, oh God, even between North Korea and America and all the other countries involved on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we declare, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, we declare peace.
Peace.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Protect our soldiers, God. Even as, Father God, we're ending one war, God. We just, Father God, come against the spirit of war. Hallelujah. You said in the last day there would be wars and rumors of wars, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, just protect those, Father God, who are called by your name and keep them, oh God, in perfect peace. Send, Father God, sit at home safely to his mother, oh God. Bless that mother. Have compassion on his mom, oh God. Even as his cousin has brought him to the altar, oh God, we pray and we cover him with the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus over sin right now, right now, right now, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, that it is already done. We believe in faith, oh God, that he's coming home safely, oh God. We wait for the testimony, oh God, of the manifestation of your word. Hallelujah. You said we pray anything, oh God, according to your will, that you would give us those things for which we have prayed. So we are touching and agreeing, and two or more touching and agreeing on anything on this earth, it shall be established, oh God. So we thank you right now.
Thank you, Lord.
And we declare it done.
Cover them, Lord.
Cover them, oh God. Cover them with the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus over Seder. I plead the blood of Jesus over Sid. I plead the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, over Maria. I plead the blood of Jesus over every person listening under the sound of my voice. The blood of Jesus will cover you, protect you, and keep you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for you, Sister Maria. Keep listening. Amen. And we'll keep praying for you.
To God be the glory.
And keep praising God. Amen.
Lord, praise God. Thank you very much. Have a good night and have a blessed week.
Amen.
Okay, God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Call it if you need to call back in. We saw that hand raised, and I think we lost you. I don't know if you're on a cell phone tonight, but yes, caller, we see that hand. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Area code 908, you're on the air.
Yes, I just want to, first of all, give a few thanks and then give a prayer request. First of all, I want to thank Jesus for dying on the cross for our sins.
Yes.
Sometimes I feel like it's over with for me, but it's by His grace, God, our Father, for giving us this second chance, this new beginning on communicating with Him. I also want to thank Him for Pastor Rebecca Simmons enlightening Daniela and myself by sharing books with us for our souls, for the food of thought. I also want to thank my godbrother for taking time out over the weekend to make time to take me and pick up a free turkey, thank God, hallelujah, from ShopRite so that my wife, Daniela, can use those precious hands to bake that turkey. The prayer request is I sent a prayer out to the lady who lost her husband, who was a manager at IHOP in Newark on Bourbon Street due to someone else's bullet, unfortunately. I pray for his wife because she's grieving, although she's Muslim. We are still told to pray for our sisters and brothers, regardless of who they are. In color, which is Martin Luther King said. He said, if my people are not well, then so am I not.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We want to definitely lift that up to God tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. Even as that incident got national recognition, the IHOP incident where the young man lost his life. We pray right now for his wife. We pray for that family that is mourning the loss of that man who was the manager at IHOP in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, Father, that you would have your way in that entire situation in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, even as they are trying to solve the case and as they're trying to do things in that area, Lord, we thank you for your peace which surpasses all understanding in the name of Jesus. Even thanking you for Brother Mel, Lord, as he said, blessing him with favor to get the turkey and blessing him with favor, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even being edified and encouraged with Pastor Rebecca books in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you that his soul and his spirit is being lifted and stirred up tonight in the matchless name of Jesus.
Yes,
he who has begun a good work in you shall complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. So, Lord, right now we call his ladder to be greater in the name of Jesus.
Yes, thank you, God.
We say that all things are working together for the good for Brother Mel and Sister Daniela because they love you, God. We believe right now in the name of Jesus that no weapon formed against this couple will be able to prosper.
Yes.
So, Lord, you know what they stand in the need of. Your word says before we utter a word, you know what we need.
Yes,
so,
that's
Lord,
right
now, meet every need in the name of Jesus of this couple. Bless their marriage and bless their endeavors and bless their jobs in the name of Jesus. Even the housing, Lord, whatever they have on your altar tonight, whatever they stand in the need of tonight, Lord, we are praying with them and we are believing with them tonight that you would do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So give Brother Amel favor as he moves forward, Lord. You know what he's dealing with in this situation. Give him divine favor from your Holy Ghost power. Have influence where you need to have influence. In the name of Jesus, open doors where he needs a door open.
Yes.
And, Lord, I thank you that you continue to make a way for this couple in the name of Jesus, that they can serve you all the days of their lives.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
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 Well, brother, God has you. And like you said, God loves everybody.
Yes, he does.
It doesn't matter, like you said, about the religious persuasion of the couple. That was a tragedy that happened in Newark, and we are believing that God's going to have his way in that situation. Amen?
Amen.
Continue to listen, and we're going to keep praying for you, my brother.
I receive it. We receive it, brother. Stop saying me. My wife and I receive it.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Mel. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Well, we went a little over tonight, and it was well worth it in the name of Jesus. There's a few more minutes left. We're going to tarry a little bit. If there is another prayer concern or something on your heart or a family member or a need that you want us to lift up tonight, again, we want to agree. There's the power of agreement, which is a powerful thing. Glory be to God. The Bible says they were all on one accord in the upper room, and the mighty rushing wind came into the room, and the Holy Ghost power that Jesus promised the disciples came and invaded the earth realm. And now you and I who believe God, we have that same Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us. Amen? To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I was blessed by Sister Maria because we need to know there are different phenomena, yes, as my wife said, that will manifest and demonstrate themselves. But, you know, some things will remain a mystery, even as you bring it to those who have a little more insight. The Bible speaks a lot about the invisible realm.
Yes.
The Bible speaks a lot about supernatural events,
yes,
and occurrences. The Bible goes in real depth about things like she explained today, what happened to her life directly.
Mm.
So we as believers, amen, we just need to be reminded that God has us.
Yes.
just be reminded that even with all the things that happen, sometimes there are angels. Sometimes, as Pastor said, there are other things going on. But no matter what happens, through prayer, God has us.
Yes.
Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Well, we're going to go down from this place, and I want this song to minister to you tonight. Because of who you are,
yes,
is why we glorify God.
Yes, God.
Please listen to the words to this song.
Yes,
it is going to bless you. Amen. Our noonday service tomorrow at 12 noon is going to be a powerful word from the Lord. And then Wednesday night, we'll be in the city of Elizabeth at our local church, 87 First Street. We've been having some just a great time in the Lord every Wednesday night. God has been meeting us. And we want to see you on the air at 12 and tomorrow night in Elizabeth at 87 First Street at 7:30. We start. And God is moving. Amen. Because of who you are, hallelujah.